We find that when people stop eating the heavier foods, especially the animal flesh foods, that they just feel more connected in their own bodies. They feel more connected to the earth around them. They feel more connected to their spiritual selves. If you just add more fruits and vegetables to your diet, you'll find that you start to feel better almost immediately. You wake up feeling more rested. You feel more energetic throughout the day. You may find that your skin clears up, that you become clearer mentally, and you feel more vitality. You may even find that you start to reverse aging.
Health and better energy levels have always been key benefits of the raw food diet. Sherry Soria, raw food guru and founder of Living Light Culinary Arts Institute, lives what she teaches. Her vibrant and generous nature has inspired many individuals to transition to this mode of eating and better way of living. Today on Vegetarianism, The Noble Way of Living, we present you the last of a three-part series on Living Light Culinary Arts Institute. We'll be hearing stories from students and staff who have transformed their lives on a raw vegan diet and those who come to Living Light seeking more information in addition to gaining gourmet raw food culinary skills.
The reason I'm here is because I basically want to get on a journey of a quality life, and by eating healthy.
I've been traveling and decided to come here and do the course. It's a personal experiment, I suppose, into becoming healthier and more in touch with my body.
At Living Light, we don't make judgments about what people are eating now. It's very important to us that we accept people where they are on their path. Many people come to our school, they eat meat, they eat dairy products, they drink coffee, but they know that they're going to feel better if they add more raw fruits and vegetables to their diet. And so that's where we come in. We teach them how to make it delicious.
Some students experience life-altering events that lead them to seek the expertise at Living Light.
About 14, 15 weeks ago, I had a heart attack and went into hospital, and they found that I had three arteries blocked. And I then made a decision that was a catalyst for me to make a decision about how I wanted to live the rest of my life.
While others can affirm how their lives have changed for the better on a raw vegan diet.
I tried it once for an experiment, and then I realized this was the only way to go for well-being, for healing, for just energy, and I love it.
I decided to do raw teaching or learning for just my own health that completely transformed my body. About a year and a half ago, I wanted to do vegan, and I'm now doing raw just to take it to the next level.
I was wanting for weight loss, basically, and then after I started eating this way, I noticed I felt a lot better, needed very little sleep, my skin cleared up, lots of energy, and just a lot of good things started happening to me. So that introduced it to a lot of my friends, and I saw the same results.
Class after class, public relations director Kristen Surratt observed the personal changes happening among students, sometimes immediately after they begin their Living Light courses.
For 1 week, they go into a hands-on. That's the first time they work in teams in hands-on. And even in that little week window, you see a transformation beginning in people. Because it's not just about the food. It's about what happens in your whole being. You know, it's as you're cleansing and as you're releasing some of these old emotions that you might have, and also working with other people of like-minded, you know, who want the same kinds of things, who want vibrant health, who want to, you know, be able to share this knowledge with other people, who want to take care of their families, their friends, their communities. It's really wonderful. And, of course, you know, people with health challenges are often able to overcome some of their health challenges and improve their health and improve their mobility and so forth. That's one of the things that makes it inspirational to work in this field.
I transitioned for health reasons. I'm almost 40, and I was diagnosed with MS like 6 years ago. And I've completely regained my health.
the raw food journey is without a doubt the way to go, and because there's so much disease in the world.
We'll return in a moment to hear the personal journey insights of Colleen Kakowski, a longtime raw foodist and executive assistant to Living Life founders Sherry Soria and Dan Letterman. You're watching Vegetarianism, The Noble Way of Living on Supreme Master Television.
That veganism is a way to help heal this planet and, help animal suffering and the pollution and all manner of things that could be healed by eating a raw vegan diet or a vegan diet.
Welcome back to Vegetarianism, The Noble Way of Living on Supreme Master Television. Many of the staff here at Living Light were also once students of the culinary school, including Colleen Kakowski. Colleen talks about what inspired her into vegetarianism and why she continued on the raw food lifestyle for what has been 14 years now.
I was actually a teenager and I just couldn't stand the cruelty to animals, and I just announced to my family one day that I wasn't going to eat meat anymore. And my family supported me. They said, you know, as long as you're healthy. So I didn't know that much about nutrition back then, but I did stop eating meat, and it was only later when I started to learn about raw foods and how to support myself with a healthy diet. When I first started doing raw foods, the first thing I noticed was they tasted great, and it's because when you cook the food, you kill the elements of the food that have taste, and that's why you have to add seasonings to cooked food and make it taste good again.
Colleen shared with us her joyful experience of awareness and the many benefits that naturally happened along with her diet change.
After I'd been eating raw food for a long time, I realized, oh my gosh, my intuition is just really kicked up, and my connection to nature was much stronger, and I started to feel like I was part of the earth, and I started to notice synchronicities happen, and I started to feel just one with the flow of everything. And it was such an inspiration to me to like open up to this world that was like another layer of a parallel reality of what your life could be like if you were in tune with nature. And it was just a different experience than I had had before, so that was exciting to me. I think if you want to live a vibrant life, if you want to feel connection, if you want to feel magic in your life, it's a really great thing to do. Plus, there's such a crisis in the medical system these days where people are becoming more unhealthy. And second of all, I think it's a spiritual thing to eat this kind of food, because it just makes you feel connected with everything, and then it changes not only just your diet and how you feel, but how you feel about the world and things that happen, your thoughts. It creates a different vibration of your thoughts, and it's magic to me.
Those who have experienced this magic on a vegan diet tell us.
Just try, you know, what it's that. Definitely what you have to do, and just to try stick with it for 2 weeks, and everybody always is impressed with the transformations that is done in their own way.
It's just a way to go for the future. It just heals your mind, body, and spirit. It feels so good to be like almost 50 and feel good and vibrant and not sick and overweight. So it's definitely the way to go.
I believe every person should at least try it for a period of time, just to understand what we are talking about. It's very difficult to explain unless you give it a shot, because the well-being and the energy that come from this, I can't put it in words for someone who hasn't lived it. So I invite everyone to give it a shot. And you don't have to change your lifestyle. Your lifestyle will change automatically.
It takes a person of strength and character to make the right choices, to take responsibility for their health, and to make the choices to be healthier, and to make the choices to live the life that they want to live. So a raw food diet, especially a raw vegan diet, can really help in so many ways on so many levels.
Sherry Soria leaves us with a parting food for thought that transcends human ties but includes our relationships with our animal co-inhabitants and our planet.
I would like to say to our global audience that we are experiencing right now a worldwide revolution, not only in terms of how we eat, But what we think about what we eat and what we think about who we are and the fact that we are one. We are all one. And if we can look at each other not as enemies, but as friends, and as even more than that, as brothers and sisters, because we are all one. And what one does affects all. And I think that if we can all just keep that in mind, that we'll be happier and we'll be brought together and all of our strengths will be united and we'll just become better all the way around.
Cherished viewers, we have enjoyed your company on this three-part special on Living Light. For more information on Living Light Culinary Arts Institute, including the Vibrant Living Expo and Culinary Showcase happening the fourth week of August, please visit rawfoodchef.com. And now please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Between Master and Disciples. May you go forth with strength and resolve to renew your health by embracing a compassionate, plant-based diet.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.